pretend it doesn't hurt. Waiting for the world to catch up and see you for your worth. It's more than just a neutral tarp to complement the gleam of some glossy martyr's meat. As a contrast high, a graphic feast, your compact in the gutter, mingling with the slurry of cigarettes and needles. More than a housewife has been, not just somebody's lover. A housewife has been, not just somebody's lover. A housewife has been, not just somebody's lover.
Take your pay and stay out the way. Be something. Ah, do your best, but f the rest. Be something. Well, lately, it's been mighty hard to see. Just searching for my lost humanity. I look for you, my friend, but do you look for me? About some time.
and waited. Dead Puerto Ricans who never knew they were Puerto Ricans, who never took a coffee break from the Ten Commandments to kill, kill, kill the landlord of their cracked skulls and communicate with their Latin souls. Juan, Miguel, Milagro, Olga, Manuel, from the nervous breakdown streets where the mice live like billionaires and the people do not live at all.
Like Patti Smith, another visionary songwriter. Hooray for the riffraff right there. Alinda Segarra, lead vocalist and leader of New Orleans folk rock band. Hooray for the riffraff. The lyrics cut right through to the heart. To all who had to hide, to all who lost their pride, to all who had to survive, I say, pa'lante. Pa'lante, Spanish for moving forward, going onward. And it just makes me think of so many communities right now that are hiding or trying to survive. Pa'lante, pa'lante from Hooray for the Riffraff. Before that, it is new music from Nico Case. The new album, Neon Gray Midnight Green, released just last month. We heard the opening track, Destination, an album that Nico Case wrote, produced, and recorded all on her own at her home studio. And there is a real live spirit to the album in terms of the instrumentation, the vocals. It's just a gorgeous new album. All right, here we go. One last set. I recognize that this episode of Girly So Groovy is either, depending where you are listening, is either landing right before or after Halloween. And this last set is built around an inspiration of Halloween. It is witchy in all the right ways. In fact, the first song is called The Wizard. We start the set off with British singer-songwriter Natasha Khan, better known as her moniker, Bat for Lashes, right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Thank you. Stood the street and who taps me on the shoulder.
A set that is perfect for Halloween vibes right there with those three tracks. That is music from Kate Bush. Going back to her 1978 sophomore album Lionheart, we heard the song Hammer Horror. In the middle, it is Oakland, California ensemble Fawn Fables. We featured them a few times here on the show. You know, to call the band folk rock is absolutely an understatement. The band's folk rock is almost medieval in sound, singing about forest animals and ancient magic, combining folk, indie rock, cabaret, and avant-garde influences. If you love Dead Can Dance, Anoni, The Mamas and the Papas, Kate Bush, you're going to love Fawn Fables. The new album's called Counterclockwise, released in the spring. We heard the song The Wedding, and kicking that witchy set off, it's Bat for Lashes with her song The Wizard from her debut album Fur and Gold. Well, friends, I have to talk fast. We need to wrap up this episode of Girly So Groovy. Don't forget, if you ever miss a show or want to listen again, you can listen online. Find us at mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. I cannot say thank you enough, whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full 24 years. The show is nothing without you. We're going to wrap up this two-hour mixtape right now with Victoria, British Columbia, indie singer-songwriter Sarah Osborne from her EP, Voice Notes, a vulnerable, fragile-sounding EP that is gorgeous and haunting in all its ways. I'm going to leave you with Sarah Osborne and her song, Pain Town, here on Girly So Groovy.
If my pain were a town, it'd be shades of red. Buildings crumbling down, flowers half dead. I never stay too long. A quick jaunt through the wicket. If my pain were my friend, babe, I'd like to kick it. If my pain were a town, it'd be centuries old. Same old record spinning round, and the same stories told. I never stay too long. A quick jump through the wicket. If my pain were a drug, babe, I'd be addicted. They throw all kinds of solutions at me on how to fix it. Ever did was just listen. It's my burden to bear, my coat to wear, a little misery to share. It's my burden to bear, my coat to wear, a little misery to share. I never stay too long. A quick jump through the wicket. If my pain were a crime, babe, I'd be convicted. If my pain brought me pleasure, babe, I'd never quit it. If my pain were a town, I'd be living in it.
You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby.
This is Bird Note. You're listening to one of the most peculiar and memorable of all North American bird voices. This bird's deep, resonant calls have earned it nicknames like the Thunder Pumper and the Stake Driver. It's an American bittern. This tall, slender member of the heron family is incredibly well camouflaged with beige and brown vertical stripes. And when it stretches its neck and points its beak toward the sky, it blends in with the dense marshes where it spends most of its time. In the Old Testament, bitterns were associated with evil and desolation, perhaps because their eerie calls reminded people of the dank bogs. But we now know wetlands are places of incredible diversity and filled with life. Bitterns nest in wetlands throughout much of Canada, and they winter along both U.S. coasts south into Central America. But in some places, bitterns are in serious trouble. Much of the shallow marshland they rely on has been drained for development or polluted with chemicals and silt. Expansive and healthy freshwater marshes are crucial to the bittern's continued welfare and to a natural world that includes their remarkable voices. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Bird Note is supported by the Lenore Hanauer Foundation of Seattle.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.